Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah!
Happy New Year!
You are listening to The Ace, Alex Cardinale Entertainment Network, with your host, the crazy Alex Cardinale, from Springfield, Massachusetts. You can expect the unexpected on The Ace Network. Now, on to today's show.
Keep it lively and authentic. I am the one, the only, the incomparable Alex Cardinale. Are you on the ace? Well, you are now because you are listening live to the Ace Network. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a very fun series here on Ace Network. Calling all wrestling fans, this is your podcast. I am proud to present Ace Network with a wrestling show called Wrestling the Podcast. I myself am a big WWE wrestling fan and have been for a long time now. I've been watching wrestling since I was a young man and a young child. Now, my favorite wrestlers are Sting, Shawn Michaels, Goldberg, Triple H, Undertaker, Seth Rollins, Bray Wyatt, and Shane McMahon, all Hall of Famers or destined Hall of Famers. Now on Wrestling the Podcast right here on Ace Network, I will recap and preview WWE pay-per-views, do top 10 WWE shows, and more on this wrestling podcast. Hosted by a WWE fan for you, the WWE fans out there. Tonight, just a few weeks before the first pay-per-view in 2017, I'm going to recap the awesome year of 2016 for the WWE. 2016 surely was quite the year for the WWE, as a lot of unpredictable things happened. For example, Shane O'Mac, Shane McMahon returned for the first time in years, faced The Undertaker inside a Hell in a Cell at WrestleMania 32. Triple H was a WWE champion again for the first time since 2009. Who would have imagined Triple H would become a champion? The brand split returned as Raw and SmackDown became their own individual shows, and SmackDown is now live, which is pretty cool. No one thought that that would happen. Daniel Bryan retired from in-ring wrestling, and many more amazing things happened in 2016. Perhaps one of the most unpredictable things of 2016 was Goldberg returning to the WWE, because previously Goldberg and WWE were on harsh terms. But Goldberg is back now for the first time in over 12 years, and I'm happy to see Goldberg back in the WWE. I figured the best way to start my wrestling podcast is to review and recap the 2016 year for WWE. Plans for the show tonight. I'm going to talk about what I liked about WWE in 2016. I'm going to discuss the best moments of 2016. I'm going to talk about the best feuds of 2016. I'll talk about the best pay-per-views of 2016. I'll talk about the best match of 2016. And finally, I'll talk about the best return of 2016. Now, if you're a live listener and you want to share your thoughts on WWE 2016, if you want to talk about your favorite match of the year or your favorite superstar of the year or anything related to WWE in 2016, I invite you to pick up your phone and call in at 1-646-668-8419. I'd love to have my very first caller here on the ACE Network. Again, you can call in at 1-646-668-8419 to discuss your favorite things that WWE did in 2016. So, we have a lot of stuff scheduled for the show, so let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to start the show about what I liked best about the WWE in 2016. First and foremost is Shane McMahon's return. I thought that we wouldn't see Shane McMahon in the WWE for a long time. I thought possibly 10 to 20 years at best. But Shane McMahon returned last February, and he came out to a huge pop. The WWE fans and the universe and myself were very excited to see Shane O'Mac back. And thank God Shane McMahon came, because when Shane McMahon returned, it kind of put an end to the authority angle, which has been going on for years, and now the authority angle is gone. And Shane McMahon did bring a new feeling to the WWE, as he had new thoughts, new school thoughts, new matches, etc. I'm really, really happy that Shane McMahon returned last year. Now, the next thing I liked about the WWE in 2016 was that Triple H was a WWE champion. Now, Triple H entered the 2016 Royal Rumble, and he actually won the Royal Rumble and became a WWE champion for the first time since 2009. And that was an incredible feat, and it was a great way to put over Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 32. Another thing that I liked best about the WWE in 2016 was that Chris Jericho stuck around and put over talent. Now, Chris Jericho returned around this time of year, last year, in 2016. It was actually like this week or next week last year that Jericho returned. And Chris Jericho is still with the WWE one full year later. And at the moment, Chris Jericho is the United States champion. But in 2016, Chris Jericho put over a lot of talent, AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, and Seth Rollins are some of the examples that Chris Jericho has put over. The only person he did not put over in 2016 that I can think of off the top of my head is Sami Zayn, but that's the only one. The next thing I liked about 2016 for the WWE is AJ Styles making a name for himself. Now, AJ Styles debuted in the Royal Rumble last year, and then he would go on to have a nice feud with Chris Jericho heading into Fastlane and WrestleMania 32. Then he had a feud with John Cena where he turned heel. But before he had the feud with John Cena, he faced Roman Reigns for the WWE Championship. And then he had that nice feud with John Cena. Then he got drafted to SmackDown and feuded with John Cena again, and then Dean Ambrose. So AJ Styles has had a wonderful 2016, and in my opinion, one of the best years for a debuting superstar in the WWE, because I don't remember the last time a superstar that debuted into a WWE got a world title run, a WWE title run. I think he's the first in recent years to have a WWE title run among his debut. Thing I liked about 2016 was the Shield main eventing. We already know that Roman Reigns is a main event superstar, and we already knew that Seth Rollins was a main event superstar, but it was nice seeing them actually main event pay-per-views. And at one point this year, it was Seth Rollins, not this year, but one point in 2016, it was Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns versus Dean Ambrose at WWE Battleground for the WWE Championship, which of course was won by Dean Ambrose, and he ended up bringing the WWE title to SmackDown Live. But it shows that Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, and Seth Rollins are all championship material, and they are all main event level. Now, the last thing that I liked about 2016 for the WWE is Goldberg, Goldberg, and Goldberg. I was really excited and happy to see Goldberg back in the WWE because I thought it was next to impossible, but never say never in the line of pro wrestling and in WWE because anything and everything will happen. And Goldberg returned to the WWE this in 2016, and he dominated Brock Lesnar in 2016, and I truly believe that Goldberg and Lesnar was one of the best matches of 2016. And I think that Goldberg looked strong in his first match in 12 years, and I think Brock Lesnar really needed a loss because he was dominating nonstop and no one could beat him. And I'm glad Goldberg did at Survivor Series, and I'm glad that he won on his return match. So that was pretty interesting, as that is something that I really enjoyed in 2016. And last but not least, I really enjoyed WrestleMania in 2016. WrestleMania 32 delivered big time. They had a sold-out stadium at AT&T Stadium in Dallas, Texas, record-breaking attendance, and it delivered. I think WWE WrestleMania 32 in 2016 was phenomenal. I love all the matches, but I'd say the best match of the night, for me at least, was Shane McMahon versus Undertaker inside Hell in a Cell. Now, that's what I liked most about WWE in 2016. Now, I want to talk about the best moments of 2016 for me personally. Triple H winning the Royal Rumble. Now, with that victory, Triple H became a two-time Royal Rumble winner. And also, it was the first time in many years that the Royal Rumble was for the WWE Championship last year, and Triple H won it for the first time since 2009, as I mentioned previously on the show. And it was cool to see Triple H win, and it was cool to see Triple H enter at number 30. But at the end of TLC in 2015, we already knew that Triple H was going to return in the Royal Rumble and get revenge on Roman Reigns. The next best moment of 2016, I don't think there's any WWE fans out there that are going to disagree with me, is Shane McMahon returning. I mean, before Shane McMahon's return, that segment was boring. Vince McMahon gave the Vince J. McMahon Award to Stephanie McMahon, and we all know it was set up, it was fake, and it was a boring segment. But then Shane McMahon returned, and the fans popped all over the TV and all over the world because we haven't seen Shane McMahon in many years. And it was great to see Shane McMahon back in the WWE ring for the first time since 2008, I believe. And we're glad that Shane McMahon stuck around for all of 2016 and became the SmackDown Live commissioner. And I look forward to seeing Shane McMahon right here in 2017. And I can't wait to see who Shane McMahon faces at WrestleMania 32, or excuse me, WrestleMania 33. 32 was in 2016. So I can't wait to see who Shane McMahon will face at WrestleMania 33 this year. For me, the next best moment of 2016 was Triple H's beating of Roman Reigns on Monday Night Raw. I think it was after a match with Roman Reigns versus Sheamus. Triple H came out and started punching Roman Reigns and then banged his head on the announce table and busted him wide open and then hit a pedigree on top of the steel steps. And I think it was a very, very interesting beatdown, and I actually enjoyed it. It brought me back to the Attitude Era, at least for me. It brought me back to the Attitude Era, and I thought it was well done and promoted the main event of WrestleMania much, much better. And, of course, the main event at WrestleMania did good. But as I said last year, I believe that Undertaker and McMahon, Shane McMahon, should have main evented WrestleMania 32. But I accept Triple H versus Reigns last year as the main event. Another best moment of 2016 was Shane McMahon's sweep from the Hell in a Cell. That was a very nice stunt done by Shane McMahon, and we all know that Shane O'Mac is very good at doing stunts. He never gets injured. Well, I should never say never. He got injured against Kurt Angle, but his injuries have gone down from all these stunts, and that stunt he did looked phenomenal. I enjoyed watching that, and that's going to go down as a historic memory for all of the WWE fans out there. People are going to remember that as they grow up. I'm sure the kids are going to remember that into their teens and into adulthood, but that was a pretty cool stunt off the top of the Hell in a Cell. All right. Next thing that is the best moment of 2016 is Roman Reigns spearing Stephanie McMahon in the main event of the main event of WrestleMania 32. Thought that was a pretty cool finisher on Stephanie, and she really, really deserved it. So I loved Reigns' spear on Stephanie at WrestleMania 32. It was great seeing Shawn Michaels, Mick Foley, and Stone Cold confront the League of Nations at WrestleMania 32. Shawn Michaels was wearing in-ring gear, and when I first saw Shawn Michaels come out, I thought that he was going to have a match with the League of Nations. I thought it was going to be Michaels, Foley, and Austin versus the League of Nations in an actual wrestling match, but it was cool to see these three Hall of Famers beat down the League of Nations, which consisted at the time of Rusev, Wade Barrett, Sheamus, and Alberto Del Rio. Alberto Del Rio and Wade Barrett are now gone, so it's only Rusev and Sheamus left in 2017. But once again, it's awesome to see Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold, and Mick Foley, three legends, make appearances at WrestleMania 32 last year and attack the League of Nations and save the New Day. Although Stone Cold Steve Austin did give a stunner to Xavier Woods. Now, another best moment of 2016 for me personally is Seth Rollins' return at Extreme Rules. He's had some epic matches since his return, and he turned face. I always wanted Seth Rollins to turn face, and he's doing a great job as a face. The next best moment of 2016 is AJ Styles' heel turn when he attacked John Cena. I really enjoyed that. And, of course, the brand split is the best moment of 2016. The brand split is the number one best moment of the year because I really enjoyed Raw and SmackDown going on to be their individual shows again. And I'm glad that there is a Raw commissioner or a Raw GM and a SmackDown Live commissioner and a SmackDown Live general manager. And each brand has their very own pay-per-views and talents now. So I really love that. And then, of course, I love Triple H, Pedigree, and Seth Rollins, and AJ Styles winning the WWE Championship. I also love SmackDown versus Raw at Survivor Series in the traditional men's match, the tag team, and the women's division. All of those wonderful traditional 5-on-5 elimination matches took place at 2016's Survivor Series. And finally, Goldberg's dominant win at Survivor Series made Brock Lesnar look like a bitch compared to Goldberg. That was pretty awesome. So those are all the best moments of 2016 for the WWE. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and talk about the best feuds of 2016. I think Triple H versus Roman Reigns was a good feud leading up to WrestleMania 32 because it elevated Roman Reigns and it proved that Triple H was still a main event caliber superstar. The next best feud of 2016 was Chris Jericho versus AJ Styles. Jericho once again elevating a younger superstar, and this is AJ Styles' first feud as a superstar in the WWE, and he did a phenomenal job. My next favorite feud of 2016 was Charlotte versus Sasha Banks, a great women's feud, elevating the women's division of the WWE. The only downfall I would say for this feud is the hot potato of the Monday Night Raw Women's Championship, because it bounced back from woman to woman, and bounced back from Banks and Charlotte in 2016. The next best feud of 2016 was AJ Styles versus John Cena. Now, AJ Styles and John Cena had some epic matches, including the best match of the year, in my opinion, or one of the best matches of the year, in my opinion, AJ Styles versus John Cena at SummerSlam 2016. Then, of course, Seth Rollins versus Kevin Owens is a good match. Roman Reigns versus Rusev. And then we have Dolph Ziggler versus The Miz as some of the best feuds. And again, I said Team SmackDown versus Team Raw at Survivor Series was a good feud. Best pay-per-views of 2016, the WWE Royal Rumble, WrestleMania 32, WWE Backlash, WWE Hell in a Cell, WWE No Mercy, and WWE Survivor Series. Those are all the best pay-per-views of 2016. Now, the best match of 2016 is the traditional men's 5-on-5 elimination match at Survivor Series. I really enjoyed that match, and to me, that is the best match of 2016 between the Roman Reigns spear on Shane McMahon and the Wyatt family winning as a Team SmackDown. I really loved that match. I'm going to go back every year and watch that match because my favorite show, Team SmackDown Live, won. And once again, I'm very happy that the WWE did the brand split and made SmackDown go live. That was a very, very good idea. Now, other contenders for Match of the Year were Charlotte versus Sasha Banks, end of the line, in the Iron Women's match. AJ Styles versus John Cena at SummerSlam. AJ Styles versus Chris Jericho, WrestleMania 32. Another Sasha and Charlotte match at Hell in a Cell. And, of course, the Royal Rumble match in 2016. And my brother said Shinsuke Nakamura versus Sami Zayn at NXT TakeOver. It actually was a pretty good match. I really enjoyed that. Now, the best return of 2016 goes to two people because I couldn't decide between these two. And I'm sure most of the WWE listeners out there in the WWE universe could not decide between these two. And that is Goldberg and Shane McMahon. Goldberg and Shane O'Mac get the best return of 2016. So, what does 2017 have in store for us WWE fans? What will 2017 bring for WWE? We'll find out this year, and definitely next year, we're going to do a 2017 WWE year in review. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and take our short intermission. And this intermission is going to bring us into the 15 minutes of recording, which is the archive of today's episode. So you can re-listen to the show to hear the intermission and the rest of the show. The rest of the show is going to be me talking about the next two wrestling podcasts here on Ace Network. So we're back right after this. And if you're a live listener, all you got to do is re-listen to the show. Thank you.
On today's intermission, it's time to hear some WWE news and WWE Monday Night Raw and WWE SmackDown Live review. After that, it's time for some Ace infomercials. WWE Hall of Famer Mr. WrestleMania, the Heartbreak Kid, the Icon, the Showstopper will be stepping into the ropes of a movie. HBK takes his turn at becoming a movie star. The Resurrection of Gavin Stone comes to theaters near you next Friday, January 20, 2017. Rumored to be inducted to the WWE Hall of Fame Class of 2017 is DDP Diamond Dallas Page and Rick Rude. Again, these are just rumors. We will find out more as the road to WrestleMania becomes clear. Goldberg and Brock Lesnar will be entered into the Royal Rumble match. Rumor has it that the two will have a third match at WrestleMania. But Goldberg has been confirmed to appear at WWE Fastlane. Will these change plans? Goldberg, Brock Lesnar, Undertaker, Baron Corbin, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, The Miz, The New Day and Chris Jericho have all been entered into the 2017 Royal Rumble in Texas. What surprise entrance will we see this year? Next Tuesday on SmackDown Live, Alexa Bliss defends her SmackDown Women's Championship inside a steel cage against Becky Lynch. Now on to a quick WWE Raw review. Seth Rollins vs. Braun Strowman ends in double countout. Shawn Michaels puts Rusev and Big Cass and Enzo over and super kicks Rusev. Undertaker announces he is in the Royal Rumble. SmackDown Live. John Cena def Baron Corbin. Find more results and latest WWE news at www.wrestlezone.com.
Looking for ways to listen to Ace Network on the go? Are you driving a long distance and you want to hear a podcast? Are you going on vacation and you want to hear a podcast? Well, you can check out Ace Network on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry Podcasting, and TuneIn Radio. Simply type in Ace Network on iTunes, Stitcher, Blueberry, and TuneIn Radio. Again, download iTunes and type in Ace Network. Ace Network is also available on Stitcher. It's also available on Blueberry Podcasting and also available on TuneIn Radio. Woohoo! Did you know Ace Network has a Facebook page? Yes, that's right. Ace Network has a Facebook page. On this Facebook page, we post show news, show updates, and advertisements for our show so that you can tune in and see when we're on air next. Ace Network is now on Facebook. Simply type in the Facebook search bar, Ace Network by Alex Cardinelli, and hit the like button, and you'll be connected to us on Facebook. Thursday, January 12, 2017, live, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Mountain, and 3 p.m. Pacific, the Ace Network welcomes its very first guest of 2017. Blossom City Radio host and owner, Jeremy Stellhorn, will be the very first guest of 2017 here on Ace Network. Here, Jeremy explains to us his podcast, Blossom City Radio, and how his podcast has helped his community of Illinois. Plus, we're going to feature musician Broniger as we play some of her awesome songs. Jeremy Stellhorn has found Broniger, and on this show, we're going to feature some of her songs. So join us for the first guest live Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern. It was promised to be a fun interview between two friends. So join Alex and Jeremy this Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Ace Network.
Stop. See, first of all, crunk. Whenever, whatever, it takes a shake down a dollar. Also in that direction, wait a minute, holla, holla. All wants to know where they go, where they went. In a mink and Marshall money, smelling just like a mint.
That was our intermission, and we're getting ready to wrap up the awesome wrestling podcast debut. Now, I want to thank you guys for tuning in to the very first episode of Wrestling the Podcast 2016 review of WWE. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. You can comment on my post on my Ace Network page on Facebook called Ace Network by Alex Cardinelli with your 2016 thoughts for the WWE if you could not call in tonight. This was a very successful debut for Wrestling the Podcast, and I cannot wait to do more wrestling shows here on Ace Network. I've got two more Wrestling the Podcast shows coming up, and one of them is next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, January 18th. 2017 at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Mountain, and 3 p.m. Pacific. I'm going to be talking about my top 10 favorite superstars. I'll discuss their favorite matches and moments, etc. So next Wednesday, join me to find out who my top 10 favorite wrestlers are and why. And then Wednesday, January 25th, 2017 at 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to do a Royal Rumble 2017 preview, which is going to be the first pay-per-view preview of the new year and for the Royal Rumble, one of my favorite pay-per-views of all time. So, with that being said, thank you for listening to the first Wrestling the Podcast here on Ace Network. Hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you'll tell your friends about my show. Don't forget, you can check out Ace Network on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry Podcasting, and TuneIn Radio by looking up Ace Network on Google. You can also follow me here on Blog Talk Radio by hitting the follow button on today's episode, or simply go to blogtalkradio.com/Ace Network with Alex Cardinelli, and hit the follow button there. When you follow me here on Blog Talk Radio, you will get reminders of when I'm going to go on air next. So if you like podcasts and wrestling, this show is for you. With that being said, thank you for listening, and enjoy Monday Night Raw and Tuesday Night SmackDown Live next weekend, or next week, I should say. So enjoy Raw and SmackDown Live next week. And thank you for tuning in. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Ace Network with the ace that runs this place, me, Alex Cardinelli. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I really appreciate your listening. Don't forget to check us out on social media. Give our Facebook page a like. Our Facebook page is Ace Network by Alex Cardinelli. You'll get show news, show updates, recipes, or radio advertisements. You can find out when we're on air next. Like our fan page on Facebook, Ace Network by Alex Cardinelli. Check us out on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, and TuneIn. Ace Network on those sites. You can find us on iTunes by searching Lunch with Alex Cardinelli. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day. And remember, you are safe by listening to this show.
Oh, yeah!
Happy New Year!
You are...